Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumpy anxiety destruction. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumpy anxiety destruction. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you will likely be feeling a lot of anxiety regarding your current situation. You'll be wondering what your ex is doing, you will be wondering what your ex is thinking, and you will be wondering if there is any chance that one day you can get back together with your ex. In today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice of how you can destroy that anxiety that you feel. So let's get straight into this. And number one is stop looking at your ex's social media. So looking at your ex's social media is never going to end well. And this is for two main reasons. One, it is obviously meaning that you are constantly looking at your ex, you're looking at their photos, you're reminding yourself 24/7 of their situation and their life. And secondly, you need to consider that what they are posting is likely going to be an inflated version of reality. Most people that have just come out of a breakup and want to showcase their new single life mentality will be posting really positive statuses and photos. You might end up seeing photos of your ex mixing with people you've never seen before. Maybe they're at a club, maybe they're at a party. They will likely be showcasing themselves having a great time. Now, the reality is that things are probably a lot more mundane than this. But because they're newly single, because this is a decision that they obviously made because it was their choice to end the relationship, they want to be giving off that vibe that they are happy, they are carefree, and that they are loving the single life. Seeing these things is not going to help your mindset, and it is going to cause you great anxiety. Now, even though, as I said, most of the time these will be inflated posts showcasing themselves in a way which isn't really true. You know, it's not often that they're going to be having such a fantastic time and looking so amazing. You know, they might have spent a lot of time dressing up for that photo. They might have added filters. There's so many reasons as for why they might be having that glow that you're looking and thinking, oh my gosh, they look incredible. And also if they're out having lots of fun seemingly in their pics, you just don't know the truth about that. That might have been a little 1 minute fake laugh they was having with someone and the rest of the night was quite boring. It doesn't matter that I'm telling you those things, because if you see them, you are going to feel anxiety. So my first piece of advice is please stop looking at your ex's social media. If you find yourself always looking, then you need to be clicking some options to make sure it doesn't appear on your feed. And if you really can't stop yourself from looking, then you might need to consider blocking them. Your mental health must always come first. So now let's get into point number two, and that is to create a busy schedule. You will have gaping holes in your life from when you are spending time with your ex, or at least communicating with them in some way. It is very important to fill these gaps in your life and in your schedule. If you don't, you will feel increased anxiety because you will have more time to be thinking and wondering about your ex. So this piece of advice involves you creating a busy schedule. This could be with other people or it could be alone. It doesn't really matter, especially initially when you might not feel comfortable mixing with new people or even your friends, okay? You can still create a busy schedule on your own. You might decide to watch certain films you've always wanted to watch and haven't. You might decide to really get into gaming. You might decide you really want to take up a hobby such as painting. There are so many things you could be doing, even if it is alone. Now, humans are social creatures, and if you are able to mix with other people, in particular new people, then that is of course very much beneficial for your mindset. However, it is perfectly okay, especially at the start, and especially when you're really struggling to want to be around other people, to just make a busy schedule for yourself. Okay, do that first, then consider trying to mix with your friends if and when you can, and then move on to trying to mix with new people by joining new clubs, groups, and classes. At this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. So now we're going to move into point number three, and the final piece of advice in today's podcast, and that is, think of a dumper's faults when you wonder what they are doing. So it's very, very important to, when you're imagining what your ex is doing right now, don't always create the fairy tale. Okay, and as a dumpy, we will likely create the best possible scenario that your ex could even be going through. And we don't want to be doing that. You know, they're humans, they've made mistakes, they have faults, and you need to be thinking of those things. So, for instance, instead of imagining your ex with somebody else and having a fantastic time, imagine them with somebody else, but they are arguing, but they are having some problems, some disagreements. Think of those things, because that will be a lot easier on your mind than if you are thinking of these fairy tale fantasy scenarios where your ex is absolutely perfect and they're having the most incredible time with somebody else. That is not the truth. That is not reality. Okay. If you're there thinking to yourself, okay, my ex is probably having a great time, having fun every single night, just remember that they are probably not doing anything like that. Life is often quite mundane, and your ex will be feeling what single life can really be like, okay? And it's not all rainbows and celebrations. So please make sure that you are thinking of the dumper's faults when you are wondering what they're doing, because that will help reduce your anxiety. If you're thinking they're having a great time, a fantastic day, week, month, you know, that is going to really cause you pain, difficulty, and your mental health will suffer. If you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.